Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Vav. We left off daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the Amud. Today we're going to talk about continuing in the theme of Tarovas, the theme of what happens when things get mixed up with each other. We're going to talk about what happens with an Usham that gets mixed up with a Shlamim, if the animals are alive or after the animals are shechted, what actually happens. And the reason for the Mishnah's debate is because the halachos of achila for an asham and a shlamim differ. An asham can be eaten liyom ulalayla like a standard korban. A shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. So the zman achila is a little bit lengthier, and therefore if you don't know what the korban is, the question is how do you conduct yourself lagabi the achila? So initially the answer should be, well, just eat it in the shorter time frame, and what's the big deal? So the Gemara is then going to say, no, there's an issue of AMV and Kachin Labes Absol. There's an inyan of not accelerating the period of Achila for a carbon because we're virtually assured that you're going to wind up wasting some of the carbon, leaving it over, then it's going to become no sir. We're going to talk about that concept and how it applies perhaps to Truma and Shvius. So we'll see that over the course of Ayin Vav Amud. We're going to talk about that over the course of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And then we're going to talk about from Ayin Vav Amud Aleph throughout pretty much the entire Amud Beis, which is a pretty short Amud Beis. What happens if there is a Metzora who's not sure whether he was a Vadai Metzora or a Suffolk Metzora? So if he was a Vadai Metzora, he has to bring an Asham and he has to have all of these elaborate applications of a log shemen, and what happens if he's mesupak? He doesn't know whether he was actually mesora or not. So what does he do in order to satisfy A, his potential obligation to bring in asham, and B, his potential obligation to have the applications with the log shemen? Even more. So let's pick up with the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Asham Shenes Arev B'Shlamim. If you have an Asham which got mixed up with a Shlamim, and there were differences both Lagabe the Hazaz Dam and also Lagabe the time period and the procedure for Achila, which we'll expound on in a minute. So Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Shneyem Yishchetu B'Tzafon, that both of them should be shechted in the north of the Azara. And the Rav Mibartanura on the Mishnayis explain that even though there's a chiyuv that the Asham has to be shechted in the Tzafon, and there is no chiyuv that the Shlamim needs to be shechted in the Tzafon, because the Shlamim, after all, can be shechted throughout the Azara, it still doesn't make a difference, because what you could simply do is you could simply shecht the Karban in the Tzafon Maman of Shach. If it's an Asham, it had to be shechted there. And if it's a Shlamim, it doesn't make a difference. No harm, no foul. Nobody said it can't be shechted in the Tzafon. It's just that it doesn't have to be. So just to be safe, you should shecht it in the Tzafon. Okay, v'yochlu k'chamur shabam. And then you have to eat it according to the more chamur of the two karbanos. In other words, you have to eat it like an Asham, that it can only be eaten for a day and a night, liyom ulalayla. It can only be eaten in the Azara, and it can only be eaten by the Zichrei Kahuna, because we're Mesupak. Is this an Asham, or is this a Shlamim? So Amr Lo, so the Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, but Eimeviyim Kachon Labeis Hapsul, how could you say that you're supposed to eat this Suffolk Karban like an Asham? You're going to wind up bringing Kachon Labeis Hapsul. What does it mean? It means that we're shortening the time period for eating the Karban. That's what Rashi focuses on. And also, it can be eaten by fewer people, and we're not allowed to accelerate the bringing of kachim to the base hapsul by creating this artificial deadline for eating the carbon. Instead of saying that you could eat it for 2 days and a night, now I'm going to say that I could eat it only for a day and a night. I'm obviously going to be able to eat less. Some of the carbon is going to become no sir. That's not a good thing. So Elamai, so the Chachamim don't explain what their shita is, but what Rashi fills in is that their shita would be that if you have these two animals, you don't know which one was designated as a chatas, you don't know which one was designated as an asham, neither of them have been shechted yet. Therefore, yiruachi yistavi, you should just let them graze until they develop a mum, you should sell them, and then from the money that you obtain from the sale of these two animals, you should bring one asham and one shlamim. But this time, don't forget which one is which. So you'll be able to eat the asham according to the halachos of the asham. You'll be able to eat the shlamim according to the halachos. You'll be able to eat the shlamim according to the halachos of the shlamim. Okay, and again, Rashi points out that the whole concept of envi kachon lebeis apsul means that you're memayit bizman ha'achila, that instead of being able to eat the carbon for 2 days and a night, now if I'm machmer like an asham, I'm going to say that I'm only allowed to eat the carbon for 1 day and one night. Tosfa says, of course, there are other elements to be maybe kachon lebeis apsul because I have limited the population of people who are able to eat this carbon. But again, Rashi focuses on the zman achila. Okay, so we see this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. What should one do if he has two animals, an asham and a shlamim? They haven't been shechted yet and they get mixed up. Should he go ahead and shech them and conduct yourself according to the more chamer of the two? Or should you just let them graze and then you'll sell them and then you'll not make the same mistake again when you have money to buy two other animals as karbanos? So now the Mishnah continues. This arvu chatichos pechatichos. Now let's say the animals have already been shechted. So now you have chatichos of basar, and the pieces of meat get mixed up with other pieces of meat. Kachay kachim bekachay kalim. If the kachay kachim get mixed up with kachim kalim, so in that case, hanecholim liyom echad benecholim l'shnei yamim, or those that the zman achila is liyom v'layla, that get mixed up with chatichos of shlamim, where the zman is shnei yamim v'layla echad, then yochlu kachamor shebehem, then they have to be eaten in accordance with the more stringent of the two sets of halachos. And Rashi points out, and over here, even the Rabbanan are moda, because the Rabbanan who argued on Rav Shimon in the Reisha of the Mishnah and just said, oh, don't eat them according to the most chomer standard, because rather you're going to bring kachim lebeis apsul, rather yiru achi yistavu v'yimachru v'yaviu shneim nedava. Over here, they don't have that option, because the animals have already been shechted. So there's nothing to be gained by saying, oh, sell the meat, and then you'll bring other kabanas. You're already finding yourself in the state of sfeika, and therefore, what you need to do in this case, you have no alternative, says Rashi, even according to the Chachamim, you're just going to have to conduct yourself according to the more chamor of the two standards. All right, so says the Gemara, so Tani Tana Kamei de Rab. So we learned the Brisa before Rab. So Shvius Ein Lochen Bedamea Truma. If you have Shemitah produce, you are not allowed to sell the Shemitah produce and buy truma with that with the money that you have. Why? Because you're memayet ba'achilasa. What does that mean, that you're memayet ba'achilasa? So Rashi here fills us in. It's the last Rashi on the Amud. So Shvi is ein lochem et me'at truma, mepnei shememayet bizman achilas ha'truma umevi aladei isar achila. Because you're shortening the time period within which you're going to be allowed to eat this truma. The halacha is, I should say, just as an introduction, that Shvi'is has certain restrictions. Rashi is going to explain that until the produce is found generally, you're allowed to keep it in your house, but then when the produce is not found generally, you have to get rid of it. You're allowed to save mazon for one meal or three meals, it's a machlokas, but you basically have to get rid of the Shemitah produce from your house and be mafkarit at a certain time. Now, truma, now I should also say that when you sell Shvi'is, the money that you generate from the sale and whatever you buy with those proceeds has the same halacha, has the same basic restrictions as the shvius itself. So if you're going to sell shvius is only able to be eaten for a certain time period. And then you're going to use the money that you generate from selling the shvius and you're going to buy truma. So it turns out that the truma, which has kedusha, that you're buying with the kesef shel shvius, can only be eaten until so long as that produce remains available in the fields. However, once it is no longer available in the fields, you are not able to eat it. You have to get rid of it, and then you're going to destroy truma. That is not a good thing. Rashi also points out that when we talk about truma, we're talking about that you sold shvius produce and bought truma from a prior year. Why does he say that it's talking about where you bought truma from a prior year? Because there is no din of truma semaisros from Peir Shvius. Therefore, perforce, Rashi says, we have to be dealing with where you bought truma that was grown in the year prior, the years prior to Shvius. But so we have a similar halacha as what we saw in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to take shviyas money and buy truma, because you are then causing the truma to become subject to the same restrictions as the peros, as the peros of shviyas. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rava. So the Rabbanan said before Rava, Ha delo k'Reb Shimon. This memra obviously doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. The k'Reb Shimon Amar Mevi and Kachin Lebeis Hapsul. Because if it were holding like Reb Shimon, then Reb Shimon says no problem with selling shviyas and using the money to buy truma, even though I am shortening the window within which I could eat the truma. Because Reb Shimon in our Mishnah says that if the asham gets mixed up with the shlamim, no big deal, just eat it. Kachamar shavahem. So I'm allowed to eat my suffek karbon within the shorter time period. Therefore, even if I sell the shviyas and buy truma, no problem. I'm going to eat the truma in the shorter time period attributable to shviyas. So says the Gemara, no, don't say that this is necessarily against Reb Shimon. Samar lu afilu tamer Reb Shimon, even if you want to say that it is Reb Shimon, hanimili diavet lechatchila, lechatchila lo. That's only where in a situation of bedieved. Reb Shimon says ishita only in a situation of bedieved where you had these two animals, the animals got mixed up. You're not consciously bringing yourself into a situation where you're going to be subject to a shorter time period. Here, however, where you're selling the shviyas, you have the option of using the money to buy truma. Don't buy truma because you're going to shorten the time period within which you're allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, lechatchila lo. Does Reb Shimon say that I'm not allowed to do this lechatchila? But Eisvei Abaya, but Abaya asks a question. V'kulan, and all of them, what is all of them? Rashi explains, kodshim, all kodshim. Rasham kohanim l'shanos pachilasan. The kohanim have free reign to eat the karbonos however they would like. La'achlan, sluyin, shlukin, mivushalim. If they want to roast it, they want to cook it, they want to overcook it, it's all fine. V'lasay s'l'tochan tavlin, chulin v'tevel truma. And they're allowed to put in spices of chulin and spices of truma. Ah, so, first of all, so Rashi points out a couple of things. So, first of all, Rashi points out the reason that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the karbanos however they want is because the Pasuk says, Nasatim lemashcha, and we darshin ligdula. So what does it mean, ligdula? It means like the way Malachim eat it. And just like a Melech can eat it however in the world he wants to eat it, so too, the Kohen, when he eats it, should eat it, but the Kedula, he should eat it however he wants to eat it. Now, what we see over here is that you're allowed to put in tavlin, you're allowed to put in spices of truma, even though over here we're talking about basar kachim. Basar kachim can only be eaten for a certain time period. Whatever is left over after this time period becomes nosar and has to be destroyed. And what will be destroyed will include some of the tavlin of truma. So over here we see that you're bringing kachim, you're bringing the truma, lebeis hapsul. Just on this, I should mention, on the halacha that the Kohen is allowed to eat the carbon however he wants, the Rambam paskins this way, like our Gemara, says that the Kohen is allowed to eat the carbon in whichever manner he wants. And the Lecha Mishnah just explaining why the Rambam has to paskin like this Gemara. We don't see anybody arguing here on this Gemara. He explains that there's a Havamina that because the Kohanim are eating karbanos l'shei mitzvah, therefore bedavka, maybe you should eat it in a way that doesn't give you any incremental hana. Just to show that you're eating it l'shei mitzvah and you're not eating it l'shei hana'aso. So the Lecha Mishnah says the Kamash Malon is that there are certain mitzvos that you're supposed to enjoy. So for example, you have a mitzvah to eat meals on Shabbos and Yontif, and you're supposed to enjoy it. You're not supposed to eat a bad meal and say, oh, I'm eating it only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to eat a meal, but I'm not enjoying myself. The Lecha Mishnah also says, for example, Talmud Torah, what you're doing now. You're not supposed, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, but nobody said that when you're learning, you're not supposed to enjoy it. When you're learning, you are supposed to enjoy it. So it says the Lecha Mishnah, that's why the Rambam has to paskin this way on this Gemara, that it is indeed proper for the Kohen to eat the karbanos however he wants. But back to the reason that we cited this memra, the reason that we cited it is because even lechatchila, you're taking tavlin shel truma, you're putting it on the basar of a karbon, that is causing the truma to be eaten only for a shorter period of time, yet we see that you're allowed to do this. So that's divrei divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So the author of this brisa that we saw was Rabbi Shmuel. But in any event, we see the truma is being put in a situation where you're shortening the window of achila. So they said hanach l'trumas tavlin d'rabanan. Forget about trumas tavlin. That's only midrabanan. And so if you tell me that we have an issue with being mevi kachim lebeis hapsul, that may be only where I'm dealing with something that has a kedusha midoraisa. However, where I have something that only has a kedusha midrabanan, like truma of tavlin, then that's not going to be an issue. There is a general machlokas rishonim, what is subject to truma doraisa and what is subject to truma and what is subject only to truma midrabanan. And there are a couple of shitas. One of them is that only dagan tirosh and yitzar is subject to truma doraisa, but everything else is subject to truma derabanan. There's another shita in the rishonim that say that all peros are subject to truma doraisa, but truma on yirakos and truma on tavlin is only midrabanan. But whatever it is, however you wind up holding, trumas tavlin is definitely only midrabanan. So the fact that I'm allowed to take trumas tavlin and put it in a situation where I'm minimizing the time for eating it doesn't necessarily mean that in every other case I'm also allowed to minimize the time for eating something that has a level of kedusha. So the Gemara is going to challenge again. So Eisvei, ein lokin truma bekesef meiser. You're not allowed to buy truma with kesef of meiser. Why? Bibnei shememayit b'achilasa. Because we are memayit in the achila. Why? Because a truma is mutter to be eaten by an onain, and it's mutter to be eaten anywhere, whereas Meiser Sheni, is only able to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And therefore, you are minimizing the places in which you're allowed to eat this truma. Reb Shimon Mater. But Reb Shimon says, I don't care if you're minimizing the number of places or the locations where you're able to eat this truma now that you bought the truma with kesef meiser, which also has the same restrictions as the meiser itself. I don't care about it. So over here we see Reb Shimon telling us that lechatchila, I'm allowed to buy truma with kesef meiser, even though I am subjecting this truma to restrictions on achila. So says the Gemara, ishtikle. So the Gemara says that he was quiet. Why? Because he didn't have a response. Because over here, all we see is a brisa that speaks generally about buying truma with kesef of meiser. There's nothing that indicates we're talking only about truma midrabanan. Therefore, the assumption is that we're talking even truma daraisa. And even truma daraisa, you're allowed to put in a situation where you're minimizing the derech achila of the truma. So says the Gemara, Kiyasala Kameh de Rav Yosef, when they came up for Rav Yosef, Amarle, so he said, Amailo Tasiva Miha, why didn't you ask on Rav Shimon from here? Or on the concept that Rav Shimon only says a shita b'dieva b'not l'chatchila. We have another brisa that you could have asked for, that Ein Mevashlin Yerek Shel Shvias, that you're not allowed to cook a yerek of a vegetable of Shvias, of Shmita b'shemen Shel Truma, in shemen of truma, shaloyavu kachim lebeis hapsol, because you are going to bring kachim lebeis hapsol, again, because the shvias produce can only be eaten so long as it's available l'chaya besadeh. Once it's no longer available, you have to throw it out. There's a mitzvah of biur. The produce that you're going to be mevayer is vegetable that has been cooked in oil of truma. So you're putting the oil of truma in a situation where you are potentially causing its early demise. You're causing its early requirement to destroy. So why didn't you ask me from there? Because Reb Shimon Matir. And over here, Reb Shimon says, no, lechatchila, you're allowed to take the vegetable of Shvias and you're allowed to cook it in the Shemen Shel Truma. Lechatchila, I'm allowed to put Truma in a position where I am causing its early destruction. Samar le'abayev, alav mi'asosev me'hal de'tavlin. Didn't we already ask a very similar question from the brisa dealing with tavlin shel truma? V'yamerli, and you said hanachlu trumas tavlin drabanan, that forget about trumas tavlin, because trumas tavlin is midrabanan. Hachanami trumas yerek drabanan. So also over here, trumas yerek is only midrabanan, and therefore this is no better akasha from this is no better akasha from this is no better akasha rather than the brisa of trumas tavlin. And just some mafarshim point out that when we say that trumas yerek is the rabbanon, we're not talking about trumas yerek. We're talking about truma of shemen. And one of the shitos is there's one shita that's only dug into Yerushin Yitzhar. There's one shita that anything from the sheva minim is truma daraisa. But one of the sheva minim is zayis, and this shemen comes from a zayis. So how can you tell me, oh, forget about this because this is only truma midrabanan? This is oil from a zayis, which should be midaraisa. The Gemara is assuming that we're not talking about olive oil. We have to be talking about some sort of different type of oil, which comes from something which is also midrabanan. But the Gemara right away is going to challenge that. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, the Gemara's implication is, which is unstated, is I only know of one type of oil. They didn't have flaxseed oil, canola oil, vegetable oil. They had one type of oil. It was olive oil. So how can you tell me that we're dealing with truma midrabanan? Ihachi ifchami boy leila misni yerek shel truma b'shemen shel shviyas. That if that's the case, then you would have had to have flipped it. But if you tell me that you're talking about a yerek shel shviyas b'shemen shel truma, the shemen that's truma is truma midaraisa. So this is a much better kasha than the brisa of trumas tavlin. Because when I said that I'm allowed to put the trumas tavlin in a situation where it's going to have to be eaten more quickly, you said, forget about trumas tavlin, it's only midrabanan. There's no raya from there that Reb Shimon would say, the mevi'a kachalim beis apsol lechatchila. But now I'm citing to you a brisa, where the brisa tells me that I'm allowed to lechatchila cook the shviyas produce in the truma oil, even though I'm shortening the time period where I'm allowed to eat the truma. And here, obviously, we're dealing with truma daraisa because it's truma of oil. So it says the Gemara, you're right. This is a better kasha, but don't we ask a kasha? Don't we have a kasha even from our Mishnah? Dematir Rav Shimon Rav Shimon said it's mutter. In other words, that you should eat it kechomer shebehem. The Amarli, and you told me that the way to interpret the Mishnah is diariv, that we're dealing with a situation where the animals already got mixed up. In other words, it's that the shita of Rav Shimon mentioned in our Mishnah is not even a lechatchila, it's only a b'dieved. If b'dieved, they already got mixed up, then you could eat a kechomer shebehem. Hachanami da'ariv, also over here, you have no raya from this brice of the shviyas, of the perishviyas that are cooked in the truma oil, because who said that we're talking about a situation of lechatchila? Who said we're talking that Rav Shimon says, yeah, lechatchila, go ahead, go cook it in the truma oil. Maybe it's where already got mixed up. It's already mixed. Says the Gemara, Ida Arev, Maitamaya Durabanan. However, if it already is mixed up, then what's the reason? What's the reason for the Chachamim who say that you're not allowed to cook the Yerek Shel Shviyas in the Shemen of Truma? It's already done. What are you going to do with it? Midi Dahavia Asham Veshlamim. It's like the case of Asham and Shlamim. So says the Gemara. Is that right? Me dummy? No, it's not. Hasam isle takanta bereia, halisle takanta bereia. That over there by the Asham and the Shlamim, when the animals are still alive, I have a takana. I don't have to go shech them and eat them according to the chomer shabem, because what I could easily do is I could let them graze, I could let them develop a mum, and then I could buy new animals, and I could not confuse those animals, I could not mix up those animals, and I could then do everything properly. That over here, there is no takana bereia. In other words, over here, we're dealing with a yerek shel shviyas and truma oil that got mixed together. I can't say, oh, just let it sit and it'll work itself out. It's never going to work itself out. So, holo dami, ela lechaticha shebechatichos. That this case where the yerek shel shviyas is mixed up already with the truma oil is like a situation where I shechted the karbanos, I forgot which one is which, and now I have pieces of meat in front of me. The kivan, the leslei takanta, the ochel kachamer shebehem. And the Chachamim Taka agreed with Rav Shimon in that case, in the Sefer of our Mishnah, and they said that because there is no other Takana, you're going to have to eat it kechamer shebehem. So maskefla Ravina. So says Ravina, no, this is not like a case of chaticha bechatichos. Mi dami, chaticha bechatichos leslu takanta klal. If you have pieces of carbon that are mixed up and they have already been shechted and you don't know which is which, I have no answers for you. There is no recommendation. I have no solution. you're just going to have to eat both pieces in accordance with the more stringent application and halachos of achila. However, over here, good. So we're already talking about a situation where the Yerek Shel Shvi'is is saturated in the truma oil. But I have an Eitzah. You don't want me to cook the Yerek Shel Shvi'is in the truma oil because it's going to force me to throw out the truma oil earlier than I otherwise would have to. Good. So you should squeeze out the oil from the Yerek and then cook the Yerek. You don't have to necessarily destroy the truma oil. So highest leite kanta beschita. Rav Yosef but Rav Yosef says no, you don't have a takana with schita because hechi nisko. How are you going to squeeze this out already? Niska tuva. If you're going to squeeze it really, really well, then kamafsid b'shvias. Then you're going to be mafsid in the shvias, and you're not allowed to cause the destruction of shvias up until the beer. Once there's a chia beer, obviously you're allowed to destroy it, but otherwise the pasuk says la'achla v'lo lahefsid, says Rashi. So if you're going to squeeze it really vigorously, in the course of squeezing out the oil, you're also going to squeeze some of the produce, and that's not good. So niskot porta, say if you're going to tell me I should squeeze it very lightly, so if you were me'ariv, so then what have I accomplished? Because I'm not going to squeeze out all the oil. I'm still going to have some truma oil together with this Yerek Shel Shvi'is, and I'm weiter going to have the problem that I'm causing this truma to be destroyed earlier than it needs to be destroyed. So says the Gemara, so we're going to ask like this. So Rav Shimon Omer, Lamachras, Rav Shimon says the next day, and now we're going to start talking about the Safek Mitzora, and Rashi fills us in. L'machras b'safek mitzora muchlot v'safek eina muchlot koi. L'machras b'yom hashmini. So we have a situation where there's a guy, and if he was a confirmed mitzora, he would have to go through the ritual purification process. He'd have to wait 7 days. He'd be sprinkled on the third day and the seventh day, and then he'd have to bring the karban. He'd have to bring a series of karbanos, and included in his karbanos is a karban asham, and also the log shel shemen, and the kohen will have to apply some of the log shel shemen al boin yado yamanis, al boin raglo yamanis, on his ozen yamanis. There's all this application of oil that's specific to a mitzora. That's if he's a confirmed mitzora. What happens if he's what's called a mitzora muskar, that he was quarantined and then ultimately he was never confirmed? So if he was quarantined and not ever confirmed, then he wouldn't have to bring all these karbanos, because that's only for a confirmed mitzora. So you have a guy, he forgot whether he doesn't know whether he was a quarantined mitzora or a confirmed mitzora. So lamachra, so the next day, meaning on the eighth day, maybe Ashamo v'logo imo, he has to bring the karban asham and he has to bring the log shel shemen, the yomer, and he says like this, im shel mitzora, if I am a mitzora muchlokt, areza Ashamo v'zeh lugo. In other words, who says this? The Kohen will say this, that if this guy is a mitzora muchlot, then this animal that he's bringing is the asham, and this log shel shemen that he's bringing is his log shel shemen. V'im lav, and if not, flipping over to Ayin Vavam Abayz, so asham zeh shel shalmei nedava, then this asham should really be a shalmei nedava, the osan asham tan shchita betzafon, and this asham requires shchita in the north, because even though we're saying if he's not a mitzora muchlat, it should really be like a shlamim and not like an asham, it is possible that it might be an asham, and therefore you have to shecht it in the north like an asham, umatan boanos, and you have to do the matanos as if it was an asham, v'smicha, however, you have to conduct yourself with all of the chumras of a shlamim, and therefore, because it may be a shlamim, don't forget, and therefore it requires smicha, unesachim, utznufas chazavashok, and you have to wave the chazavashok of the karban just like a shlamim. Tosfos points out over here that according to the Mandi Yamar, who says that smicha of an asha mitzora is daraisa, there's a machlokas earlier in the Masechta, there was a machlokas earlier in the Masechta on Daf Lama Gimel, whether the smicha of a karban asha mitzora is midaraisa or midarabanan. If you want to tell me that smicha of the asha mitzora is midaraisa, so why is the Gemara over here using smicha as an example of something that you're doing because you have to be machmer like a shlamim? you have to do smicha b'ayin asher mitzora as well. So Tosafot says enechanami lechinam. We're mentioning it derech agav because it's one of the protocol. It's one of the procedure for shlamim. Just like Tufas Chazav Ashok, which definitely doesn't apply to Asham, but you have to abide by it, you have to do it nevertheless, because maybe this thing is a Shlamim and not an Asham. So says the Gemara, so the Gemara's Kasha basically is over here, where Lechatchila, I am dealing with a situation where the animal hasn't been shechted yet, it's still alive, the guy doesn't remember whether he's a Mitzora Muskor or a Mitzora Mukhlat. He doesn't know whether he has to bring a chata, an asham rather, or a shlamim, or he doesn't know whether he has to bring an asham rather or nothing. So what he should do is he should bring this animal and bring it al tanai. If I'm chayev an asham, this should be my asham. If I'm not chayev an asham, then it should be my shlamim. And what did we say? We had said that you have to eat it kachomer shavahem. So over here we have Reb Shimon saying a shita even lechatchila. So says the Gemara tkunei gavrashani. Now, over here, we're dealing with a situation, there's a lot at stake here. We're dealing with a situation where the takana of this guy is at risk. We need this guy to go through the purification process because right now he's in the status of being a Suffolk Mitzora, so we need to take him out of the status of Suffolk Mitzora. So there's a toeles for putting ourselves in this very precarious position. Masha Einkein, if I stam have two karbanos nadava, and I don't know which one is which, nobody says that I should go put myself in that position where I'm going to be bringing kachim lebeis apsol. The Rambam is bothered, just parenthetically, how it is that the Kohen is actually allowed to do this avoda, which is a suffik avoda. In other words, it's a suffik, maybe it's his asham, and it's a suffik, maybe it's a nothing. And his question, the reason that the Rambam asks this question is because we know that the Big Day Kahuna included Kalayim. And there's a dispensation that the Pasuk allows the Kohanim to wear the Big Day Kahuna at the time they do the Avoda. The Kohanim aren't allowed to gallivant in the Big Day Kahuna around Yerushalayim when they're not doing the Avoda, because then when they're not doing the Avoda, there's no heter for them to wear Kalayim. This Kohen is doing something which may not really be an avoda. So there are a couple of answers that the Achronim give. One of which is, well, it's definitely an avoda. It may not be an asham, but if it's not an asham, he's bringing a karban nadava of a shlamim. So he's doing something. And other Achronim say, well, the only time that the Kohen's not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna because of the Kalayim issue is when he's vaday not doing an avoda. But over here, he's suffek doing an avoda, and therefore he's allowed to do it. So we had asked Akasha, how can you say that we're not lechatchila going to put ourselves in a position where I'm risking maybe kachem lebeis apsol? We have this brisa, and we say, yes, we have this brisa, but that brisa is different because over here, the purification of this individual is at risk, and therefore we're willing to do things that we're not willing to do ordinarily, legabe, maybe kachem lebeis apsol. But now the Gemara is going to challenge this whole concept. We had a suffik mitzora, and we said, let him bring the animal, and the animal's either an asham or a shlamim, and let him bring the log shel shemen. What exactly is he doing with the log shel shemen? So says the Gemara now, hatenach asham, this is good for the asham, we know what to do. But log, ma'ikal ameimar, what's he doing with his log shel shemen? How is he bringing this log shel shemen al tanai? So diomar, log zeh yehei nedava. Because what he says is, if I'm a Mitzora, then great, this is my Log Shel Shemen, and let's do the Hazos on the Boin Yado Yamanis, Boin Ragla Yamanis, etc. And if not, this Log Shel Shemen isn't a Dava, because you can, after all, donate a Log Shel Shemen. You could donate Shemen or Yain or anything to the Mizbeach. So Vidilma Lav Mitzora Yaboyim Akamates. However, maybe he's not a Mitzora, and you have to do kmitza. And Rashi points out that if anybody is menadev shemen to the mizbeach, then you have to do kmitza, just like the kohen does by a mincha. There's a machlokas rishonim whether you do the kmitza biyad or whether you just pour off some of the oil into a kli. But either way, you have to separate some of the oil and then you have to burn that separated part, that komets, on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, the makmetz. Okay, so you take out the kometz. I have a dilma mitzora who boy matan sheva. But I maybe is a mitzora, and you have to do all the applications with the oil. So says the Gemara, diyav. Okay, so you take the kmitza, you take the kometz, and you do the applications with the oil. Says the Gemara, v'chosrle. But now you're missing from the lug, because you have to do the applications on the mitzora with the full lug. You no longer have a full lug, because you already took off the part for the kometz. So says the Gemara, demaisi puter amalile. No big deal. You take off part for the kometz. You do, and then you bring other oil and you pour in from the other oil, so you bring it back to the full measurement of a lug. Ditnan chaser a lug. Actually, yitzuk imalenu. No big deal. If the lug becomes lacking before you do the the whole application process, then you could just top it up. You could just refill it. So it says the Gemara, v'boy haktara, but the kometz requires haktara, that you actually have to burn it on the mizbeach. So it says the Gemara, I could haktarle. So you took the kometz and you actually put it on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Amos, when did you put the kometz on the mizbeach? Ibasar matna sheva, if you'd put it, the kometz on the mizbeach after you already did the matonos on the mitzora's body, sahavalu shirayim shechasru bein kmitza lahaktara. But now we have the shirayim, meaning the part of the log that wasn't the kometz, is missing, is now been diminished between the kmitza and the haktara. It's been diminished because during this time you have put the applications of oil on the mitzora. The ein maktirin es hakometz aleihem. And you are not allowed to be maktir or kometz where the shirayim diminished in size between the time the kometz was taken and the time the kometz is brought. So I can't bring the kometz. And ikodem matna sheva, and if I'm going to bring the kometz, so you're going to say the solution is just bring the kometz before you do the matna sheva, and before the amount of oil is diminished. But then it says, kol shemimenu l'ishim, hareyu, the bal taktiru. But you're not allowed to, burn something on the mizbeach if there is some other part of that korban which still requires an avoda. And over here, the application of oil on the mitzora is considered to be its avoda. So I'm stuck. How can I take this log of oil, take a kometz, burn the kometz, and do the applications of oil on the mitzora's body? So says the Gemara, Amrav Yudah, Bereid Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, the Mosaklu L'Shem Eitzim. Ah, so what you should do is, you should take out a kometz, you should do the hazos on the mitzora's body, and you should burn the kometz. I thought I can't burn the kometz, either because I'm not allowed to burn the kometz if an avoda has to be done, or I can't burn a kometz if the shirayim has been diminished in size, in volume, between the time the kometz was taken and the time the kometz is burned. You're right. That is the halacha legabe a kometz. However, what I should do is I should burn it on the mizbeach and have in mind l'shem eitzim. L'shem eitzim, Rashi explains, meaning not for the purpose of a korban. And Rashi fills us in here. The last Rashi on the page, l'shem eitzim damar hachi. Im mitzorahu, if he's a mitzora, dein aktoras hakometz aktara, that the aktoras hakometz is not aktara, the lav nedava have, because it's not a nedava, hare maze me'elu she'enem shirayim, v'im eina mitzora, aktoras hakometz aktara, v'yesh mimenu le'ishim, v'elu shirayim heim, u'beval taktiru, and I'm not allowed to bring this kometz on, because I'm doing an avoda with the rest of the oil, hare azos elu kiluim mayim, then I'm viewing the hazos on the mitzora's body as if they were water. Sharei rashon la'alo, sharei mincha ala mizbeach. So it's not a big deal. Just have in mind that you're not doing it l'shem avoda when you're sprinkling the oil. Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'reach nichoach yatamale, avalatamale l'shem eitzim. You're allowed to bring something onto the mizbeach l'shem eitzim. And Rashi explains over here, top Rashi and Ayin Zayim and Aleph. Vaidenokat lishna de eitzim v'lo nakat l'shem mayim mishum lishna de kra diosusim mibal taktira nakat la. Rashi just points out, it's interesting that we're talking about sprinkling oil toward the mizbeach and having that l'shem eitzim. This is a liquid, and Rashi in the previous Rashi said, oh, just view it as water. So why do we view it as water and not view it as wood? Because wood is what's mentioned in the pasuk. Okay, so we're going to have to cut it off here. We're going to continue tomorrow. The Gemara is still not done asking questions, how do we deal with this log shel shemen, and in the case of the guy who's the safek mitzorah.